This is Aaron Nigren, your local agronomist with Nebraska Extension in Colfax, Cumming, and Stanton counties. This fall, weather reminded us that our crop isn't made until it's in the bin. Between a hailstorm in late September in Platte and Colfax counties that shattered soybeans before harvest, and wind that affected corn around the area, there's a lot of grain left on the ground. So, how does this change our management for next year? First off, let's think about a bushel of soybeans. One bushel of soybeans contains roughly 3.25 pounds of nitrogen and 0.8 pounds of phosphate. Now think about the hailed area that had over 40 bushels of soybeans on the ground. That is 130 pounds of nitrogen and 30 pounds of phosphate. Should we change our fertilizer rate to account for these nutrients? And if so, how much? On the nitrogen side, the research is limited, so we don't have a definitive answer for how much of the nitrogen will be available to next year's corn crop. There was an on-farm study done in 2011 following a hailstorm at the ENREC near Meade that happened in October of 2010. Five replications of 0, 60, and 100 pounds of nitrogen resulted in the following yields for dryland corn: 152, 178, and 179 bushels. An irrigated study with only two replications showed the best economic return when only 60 pounds of nitrogen was applied, resulting in a yield of 199 bushels. So, take a look at your rate and think about cutting back some to account for that nitrogen if you had a lot of soybeans on the ground this fall. On the corn side, think hard about how you are going to manage volunteer corn next year. Grazing fields should help reduce the amount of corn. Tillage may help get some to germinate earlier, but at the same time it may just spread seed around more and create a bigger challenge compared to clumps from intact ears. The large amounts of corn out there are going to make corn-on-corn challenging on some fields, unless the trait package allows for a herbicide to spray out the volunteer. Therefore, rotation to a different crop may be the best option. Also, plan on likely having to spray earlier and more often for volunteer control. As a reminder, if you want to learn more about agronomic topics such as these and recertify your private pesticide license, be sure to plan on attending the Confronting Cropping Challenges meetings that will be held in the area on December 14th in Pender, December 18th in Stanton, December 19th in Takema, and on December 21st in Fremont. For more information on these meetings, go to croptechcafe.org/CCC. To listen to this radio message again or to get more information, visit our local website at croptechcafe.org or give me a call at 352-3821. This is Aaron Nigren, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.